This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Let's catch up with Mel McLaughlin from 7 News. And Mel, as we say hello, let's first of all talk cricket. And what a great win for our Aussie side during the week, winning the T20 World Cup against New Zealand in Dubai, winning by 8 wickets. Man of the match, Mitchell Marsh, with his 77 not out.
Yeah, it was a monster effort from the Aussies and Mitch Marsh, as you say, and a lot of people happy to see him do well. And also over the length of the tournament, seeing David Warner sort of step up and prove his point, as a lot of people warned that he would do. But yeah, huge win over the Kiwis, who we know are current, you know, number one in the world for tests as well, and World Cup winners themselves. So it was a massive boost for us as well heading into the Ashes. But and surprisingly, I don't know if you and I have chatted about this, we have never won the T20 World Cup, and that surprised, I think, everyone. Anyone who doesn't know, you assume that we've won every bit of silverware, and we haven't. So, yeah, things looking really good. And apparently, you know, with lots of speculation in the past about the mood in the team with the coach, Justin Langer, apparently it's all good now.
That is good to hear. As you said, going into the Ashes campaign, which is starting in just a few weeks, and I suppose for our Aussie T20 side, a massive turnaround, because as we know, earlier in the year, we had away losses in series against both the West Indies and Bangladesh leading into this World Cup.
Yeah, that's right. Do you remember you and I were speaking about that at the time when it happened, and we were trying to block out that it even happened. So, but we were certainly nowhere near favourites. In fact, I think Pakistan and probably England were leading contenders amongst, you know, cricket fans. So to have both of them knocked out was a really big thing as well. And yeah, you're right. I think Australia were number 7 in the world coming in, and rightfully so, because we did have so many failures. But interviewing Ricky Ponting yesterday, I caught up with him and asked him, you know, a bunch of things. And one of those, he just backed Justin Langer. He said they got the selections. He believes every decision that was made was correct all the way through. And this is someone who, we know what his cricket mind is like, and he's a T20 coach himself in the IPL. So, backing in high places.
A really good win over the weekend. Whilst we are still talking cricket and mentioning about that upcoming Ashes campaign, earlier on today, the Aussie selectors announced the squad for the opening matches in the Ashes. Most names fill into their boxes. Usman Khawaja back into the squad. I think he's been left out for the last couple of years. But Will Pekoski not included? And I assume, Mel, that's because of his recent concussions?
Yeah, you'd have to think so. And that squad is for the first two tests, so the one at the Gabba and the one at Adelaide Oval. So obviously there's still a bit to play out, but they don't want to take any risks with him. And we know there have been multiple concussions now, and he's only young. So much buzz around him, and for very good reason, because he's done some exciting things with the bat. But every precaution being taken there. And I'm hearing, you know, he's not fully, you know, right yet, they're not satisfied yet, which is totally fair enough, and we want every care taken. Usman Khawaja, as you say, he was a domestic leading run scorer. He's, you know, proved a very big point on the domestic front. Every time he's been asked in interviews in recent, I guess, weeks, he doesn't want to get too involved. He said, I've, you know, got my hopes up before, I don't want to do that again. As I've heard some experts say, sometimes with selections, you want to pick the hot hand, who's in good form, and he certainly is. But, you know, then down to the selectors, who gets a run? Is it, you know, Usman Khawaja, Travis Head there as well? And no Mitch Marsh, as you say, but he's in the Australia A squad. And again, it's for the first two tests. So we're going to see how this plays out, and it's an exciting time.
No, looking forward to it, of course. That first test at the Gabba starting in early December. Now, Mel, moving on to Formula One, and whilst, of course, we hear a lot about Dan Ricciardo driving for McLaren in Formula One, news this week that another Aussie driver, an up-and-coming Aussie driver, Oscar Piastri, the Formula 2 champion for this season. Now, he's just signed on this week in a deal to become the reserve driver for the Alpine team next year.
Yeah, it's really exciting times. And when you read the sport in the news, as I do the 6 o'clock news, I've said his name a fair few times over the years, Oscar Piastri. So, you know, definitely been some buzz around him for quite a while. And great to see another Aussie in the mix. You say he's been a world champion. Another one, Remy Gardner, who's Wayne Gardner's son, he just became world champion in the Moto2 MotoGP. I think I'm saying that right. I don't know why my brain's not doing it properly. But, yeah, so it's great to see some Aussies coming through the ranks. And, you know, I love this one with Remy Gardner because it's like father, like son, and who knows how well he's going to go. But, yeah, Piastri as well to go with Dan Ricciardo. And let's hope things are a bit more smooth sailing for him.
No, definitely looking forward to that. And finally, wrapping up, look, you were at the Socceroos-Saudi Arabia game here in Sydney last week, but overnight our Socceroos, they had a 1-1 draw in their World Cup pool match against China. Now, with that, Mel, what does that mean for our Socceroos as we attempt to get into next year's World Cup?
Well, it's not ideal, as we know. That draw hasn't helped overnight. And there was a bit of controversy there. Graham Arnold, he made a couple of changes, one force. Unfortunately, the big man in the back, Harry Souttar, we know he's gone with a long-term injury sustained at that game in Parramatta. But Mitchell Duke, he started, and that was one of Graham Arnold's, changes. So, and that looked like it was going to pay off. He scored in the first half, but yeah, there was a penalty awarded in the second half. There was a bit of controversy around that. The VAR was involved as well, but regardless, once again, Australia, they didn't create enough chances. It's a real problem for us, and it has been a problem for us for a long time. There's a lot of bitterly disappointed players, Graham Arnold as well. What it means is we've slipped to third now. Japan are above us and Saudi Arabia are above us, and we still have to play both of them again before this is over. And automatic qualification is finishing first or second, and Saudi Arabia have just taken this qualification campaign by absolute storm. They've really invested on and off the field on a global scale, investing in the Premier League. There's lots of stuff going on there. And Japan, we know they've struggled in the past. We had a great opportunity to beat them and we didn't. And so I'm a little bit worried. But the third will play third in the other group, Group A, and then the winner of that will go to a playoff. So hopefully we don't have to get to that point and we'll have automatic qualification. But it's a little bit of a nervy time, let's be honest, and we've got a while to stew over that. But it's not over. Qatar's definitely not over, so don't worry. But we might have to do it the hard way again.
We've been all through that, Mel. If they can just do the easy way for us, it'd save the heartache and the heart stoppers.
Just once, Graham, please. Yeah, because it's not good on the old heart, is it? Like, yeah, it's a little bit scary. But another thing as well, the A-League starts this weekend as well, so very excited for the football fans. We've got a couple of derbies to look forward to on the weekend.
Lots of sport around, as always, which we always enjoy. Mel McLaughlin from 7 News, thank you as always. Great to catch up. Enjoy your week, and we'll talk again soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Graham.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.